We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tate McRae, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is getting warm.
Oh, praise be.
60s today, 60s tomorrow. I'm almost ready to say, hashtag no more winter coats.
Okay, well, my next question is, when is it going to go back down? Because that's been the trend lately, right? Where we get like a couple of really good days, and then you wake up and it's 20 degrees. So when is that 20 degree day coming back?
That'll be Thursday.
Okay, see what I mean? We can't get excited about this weather because it's so inconsistent.
That's why I say I'm almost ready to say no more winter coats.
Right.
I know that I'll still need it on Thursday at least. And then it gets warm again.
Yeah, we've been on this roller coaster ride, I feel like, all winter. But I'll take it. I'll take it any day of the week.
Yeah, back in the 40s by Friday, 50s Saturday, back in the 60s maybe by Sunday.
I do not miss driving in the snow at all.
And how often have we had to do that this winter? Not much.
Only like twice. It's been great.
I never know how to dress the kids. And I guess I'm not really responsible for it at this time of the morning. I'm at work. My wife, Paula, is at home.
Right.
She's the one that is responsible for getting the kids up and out the door. But it's like, what do they wear? Because it is still, what, in the 40s right now?
Yeah.
What do they wear to school? Because Drew pays no attention. Like, he'll walk out the door. Let's say this morning he'll wear his winter coat and a hat. Maybe he'll even put on some gloves. And then I'll be waiting for him to get off the bus this afternoon. It'll be 62 degrees. He will get off the bus wearing his winter coat, his hat, and his gloves.
Well, at least he's not losing it. Like at least he's responsible.
He just doesn't pay attention at all. So there was a lot of adulting that went by over the weekend. For us.
For you.
For you too, I believe, right?
Yeah. I'm so exhausted. I can't handle it.
Yeah, let's get into some of that this morning and maybe find out who had the most boring, the most tedious weekend between the two of us.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm not sure. Could have been me. Could have been you. Could have been someone listening right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you did this weekend, so I'm intrigued.
That's next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's Morgan and Bill.
So much good music. I love it.
On Q104. Everything better with
a view, yeah. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So there was a lot of adulting that went down over the weekend, and I'm not sure who had the most boring weekend. Was it me or was it Morgan?
Okay, why don't you go first?
I did my taxes yesterday.
Oh, God. You. You definitely had the more adult weekend.
Are you sure? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we haven't done our taxes ourselves in like 10 years.
Yeah.
We've always used a CPA. And then when we moved back to Ohio, our CPA was still in Arizona, and it got really tedious that we had to, you know, because we itemized all of our deductions, we had to basically photocopy and scan everything we wanted to itemize.
Ugh.
And share that with our accountant. And that was just too much.
Sure.
And so we thought about it. We're like, this year, okay, like, are our taxes really, really that difficult? Don't you think that we can do it ourselves this year? And then my wife's like, you know, we're going to save $900 by just not using a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it ourselves. So we got TurboTax.
Do you regret that decision?
Yes, because I couldn't even load TurboTax. I tried to use my work laptop, and my work laptop would not allow me to download TurboTax.
Like really?
I couldn't get past the network because the whole Odyssey hard drive thing,
right.
Everything's protected.
Right.
So I couldn't use my laptop, so I had to use her laptop. But then I had trouble installing it. And once we got that going, it was getting through the W-2s was fine.
Sure, that's the easy part.
That was fine. And I was getting nervous there because TurboTax, like every single step of the way, it lets you know how much you owe.
Mm-hmm.
So it says there right at the top in red that I owe the federal government $4,970.
Uh-huh.
And then you go through like every single step. And I finally get through the child tax credit thing. It goes like down to $30.
Oh, praise be.
And it's like, good Lord. Thank goodness we had those kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
you're telling me.
It's like, if we did not have those kids, I'd be paying that much in federal tax right now.
Yep.
It's insanity.
Yeah, it's cool. It's real cool.
So we get through that, and then we get to the local taxes.
And this is new for you? Did you guys have local taxes in Phoenix?
I don't remember if we did or not. Again, we used a CPA.
Right.
I don't know what we paid and what we didn't pay. But here, and I think that everybody knows what I'm talking about, when I say Rita.
Yeah, we love Rita around here. Well, we don't love Rita, but she's always up in our business.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
That was the worst part, was getting through Rita and figuring out, do I need to pay Rita? Do I need to pay CCA?
Yeah, regional income tax.
Because I work in Cleveland, but I live in Rocky River. So who gets my money? Where do I need to file? And then questions that I've never even heard before. Like, in one section, I need to estimate my 2024 earnings so they can estimate my 2024 payment. It's like, how do I even calculate
that? See, at this point is where my mind would go. The $900 would be worth the headache for somebody else to deal with.
So I finished, and it took me about 6 hours yesterday.
No, thank you. And are you positive that you did it right?
I'm fairly positive I did everything right.
Is there like any percent, like a 0.01% that you could have made even a small error?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm hoping. See, I wouldn't be able to do it because they are so confusing that I'd be like, I think about how many mistakes I make on a day-to-day basis just with this job, and it's pretty easy. So I'm like, oh, man, if I make that many mistakes under this circumstance, imagine how many mistakes I'd make under that.
Yeah, I make a ton of mistakes. I mean, not just on taxes, daily in life.
Right.
Errors all the time, things I overlook. So, sure, but I'm happy with where things are right now. I owe the federal government like $30, and I'm getting a state refund of about $180.
Love it.
Now, last year, my refunds from the government were pretty large. I don't know if that's because I used a CPA or just because my taxes were that much more complicated last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. But taxes, as far as I know, are done. And that was my Sunday. 6 hours of just sitting at my laptop trying to figure out my finances.
Yeah. No, your weekend was way worse.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you do over the weekend?
I started moving into my new house. But it wasn't like a big thing. It wasn't. It was just, so, you know, the first of the month is this Friday, and that's when we, like, officially have to be out. So we got the keys a little bit early. So Saturday was just like a light, like, move whatever we don't need in the next week type of thing. So it was not... It was like 3 hours at the most. Now I'm not looking forward to the rest of the week,
right?
Because that's what I'm going to be doing all week long. And then Friday, the first, is like our big move day, you know, so we're moving all the couches and the TVs and the beds and all those things. But this weekend, it was just like my winter clothes and, you know, some of my office that I don't need and those types of things. So it wasn't that bad.
Are you using, for the big move, are you using professional movers or are you recruiting your family?
Yeah, just family. My dad's got a truck. You got to call the friend with the truck. And thankfully, it's my dad. So friends and family.
Does he enjoy using his truck?
He does, yes. Especially when he's moving out his daughter.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd rather be doing. I think I might choose taxes over moving. I have moved.
No.
I have moved many times in my life.
Well, I think it's different too when you do big moves. You've done big moves.
Cross country moves.
I'm moving 10 minutes away. So like the entire week, I can slowly but surely be taking things over. That makes a really big difference.
I have also done that move though, where I just moved one town over.
Yeah.
And so I would take all these little trips. I'd just load up my car with boxes and whatever I could fit in there. And I just remember that it seemed like that process never ended.
Yeah.
Like I would go back to the old house and be like, how do I still have stuff in this house? At this point, you're just like throwing stuff away.
I'll let you know after the next 4 days how I feel about it.
216-474-0104. If you want to get in on this. Anybody have a more boring weekend than us?
Yeah. Did you do more adult-like activities?
Yeah. You've got taxes. You've got moving. What did you do? If you want to try to top us, let us know. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Jacqueline from North Royalton joining us on the line right now. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning.
Was your weekend more boring than ours?
Yeah, just a little.
What were you up to this past weekend?
My boyfriend and I were both putting rotors and brakes and oil change for two cars.
Oh, my gosh. Two cars at one time?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot easier to get them all done at once than bit by bit. But it was a little cold on Saturday.
It was cold. I was moving in and out on Saturday, and that was my immediate thought, too. Why are we doing this on the one day that it's 25 degrees, when in 3 days it's going to be 50 degrees.
Exactly. Yep. But, you know, when you got the time, you got to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can call what you did, Jacqueline, adulting. I mean, that's so specific, and that's requires so much expertise to do what you were doing. Brakes and oil change?
Yeah, and we've got two teenagers that are 17 that are about to start driving, so it was a really good experience to say, hey, you know, you start driving and you got to start paying for this stuff.
And so the kids went outside with you and put on the overalls and got underneath the car as well?
The teenagers didn't, surprisingly, because they were both working. But the 7 and 9-year-old did help dad. So, yeah.
Aw.
That's so impressive to me.
See, you make it a little family event.
That's just something I can't do, though.
Yeah, that's the best thing about my boyfriend. We've got five boys between the two of us, and it's a nice teaching experience, and they need to learn how to get their hands dirty and save some money.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. Wow.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that I would rather do taxes than have to change my own oil.
Yeah.
Or Jacqueline, that was actually on my list. That's this week.
Yeah. Next time you do it, just invite Bill and his sons over. It could just be like a big party, a teaching moment for everyone.
There you go. You know, the girls have the hands-on parties for paint and sip, and we'll have a party for the boys.
If I installed my own brakes on my car wouldn't stop ever again.
Yeah, there would be no brakes.
It would never break. Hollywood Dirt Sheet on the way next. What are you working on this morning, Morgan?
A lot of news about Wendy Williams. So we're going to get into what's going on with her next.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, thanks for coming back on a Monday morning. We are the Q Morning Show. Let's get into all things entertainment right here. The Hollywood Dirt Sheet. It's brought to you by Self.Inc.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are seeing each other again. Nothing official yet, but just to jog your memory, they broke up in 2022. Kendall then went on to date Bad Bunny for a while. But after fans saw Devin Booker in the Kardashian Super Bowl suite, the rumors started to swirl. They are reportedly taking things slow and are not exclusive at the moment. Kendall Jenner was reportedly spotted in Dallas at the same time Devin Booker was in town for a game between the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks as well. Wendy Williams has issued a statement after her dementia announcement. So if you missed it over the weekend, Wendy Williams announced that she was diagnosed with aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. So she released a statement through a representative saying, I want to say I have immense gratitude for the love and kind words I have received after sharing my diagnosis. Let me say, wow, your response has been overwhelming. The messages shared with me have have touched me, reminding me of the power of unity and the need for compassion. The TV host went on to share that she continues to need personal space and peace to thrive, but thanked her fans once again in her statement. It ends by saying, please just know that your positivity and encouragement are deeply appreciated.
Is the aphasia and the dementia diagnosis, is that similar to what
Bruce Willis
is going
yes.
through?
Same diagnosis.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen or heard about the new documentary about the, I think it's called Where is Wendy Williams? Came out this weekend.
I heard about it. I even saw it on my TV listings on DirecTV Stream.
But you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. With Wendy Williams, she's a true personality. In this sense, mm-hmm. there are people that love her and there are people that can't stand her.
Right.
And it looks like this documentary, it looks like they're going to be piling on her with a lot of negative stuff. Or
yeah.
at least that was my impression.
I've seen a lot of mixed reviews. So I will sit down at some point this weekend, watch it and report back.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't even want to get involved in
yeah.
that.
Tom Sandoval is upping the ante on the battle to sell his house with his ex, Ariana Madix. He is claiming that he loaned her $90,000 and wants it back before a judge orders that the former couple sell their house. That might have something to do with an alleged lien, Sandoval says his ex owes, which would hold up the sale of the house. The Vanderpump Rules stars bought the house together in 2019 for just over $2 million, and Sandoval claims he offered to buy his ex-girlfriend out of the house for $3 million. Ariana Madix says that that is not true and that he lowballed her an offer and is waiting to get an appropriate amount of money if he wants to buy her out of the house. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, is up at Q104.com. You can get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
You might have an old lady name.
I mean, wow. This is going to real... This triggered me this morning, honestly.
You might not even be old. And you have an old lady name.
According to Gen Z,
yes.
These are the new old people names, and I'm triggered.
We'll run this down next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, good morning. So what is an old lady name to you? For me, it's my grandmother's name, Cecilia.
Cecilia, sure,
and
sure.
And Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy.
Helen, all-time classic old lady name.
Maybe a Betty.
Betty's right up there, sure.
Yeah.
Margaret.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these names are coming back around. Like, some of these names are popular again. Like, I believe Cecilia.
Is it?
And is coming back, and... Dorothy, one of my friends, they named their daughter Dorothy.
Really?
So I think that all of these are cyclical.
Okay.
And they come back again.
Well, maybe that'll make us feel better about what Gen Alpha is now calling old people names.
Yeah, this is a TikTok video that's going around, right?
Yeah, because now I am very triggered. So as a mom on TikTok, and she was talking to her young daughter, and... the little girl said that these millennial era names are old people names, like Ashley, Amber, Amanda. Now all old people names.
Why does she think that these are old lady names?
I guess it's just the age difference, right? She was saying that her daughter's teachers are also named Miss Erica and Miss Samantha. And the little girl and her classmates think that Miss Erica and Miss Samantha are also old lady names.
See, there you go. It's all about perspective.
Yeah, literally.
It's all about where you are in life.
And the comment section is the best part, right? Like, this one person wrote, my daughter told me a kid in class has a dad name. The kid's name is Josh. So it's like, okay, we're finally to the point where we now have the old people names. I feel like I'm sure if you asked a Gen Alpha kid if Morgan was an old person name, they would say absolutely. I don't know of any other Morgans that are younger than me. They're all older than me.
Bill is definitely an old man name, I think. Like, I don't see a lot of... I mean, we even named our kid Will.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want him to have Bill.
Right.
And I don't even know how Bill became a derivative of William, but it did. But I think Will is more common than than Bill.
Another person in the comment section says, I work in the NICU and we just had a baby named Jennifer. The first Jennifer I've seen in 20 years in the NICU.
Yeah. So Jennifer's going away?
I guess so.
I felt like Jennifer was really, really common when I was younger.
Yeah.
I didn't know Jennifer was going away.
And it's like, what are people are naming their kids now, like Charlotte and Penelope.
See, that I would say that those are old lady
right.
names.
It's like, who's coming actually going to tell these kids that they have the old people names? And it's just coming back around again.
See, this is why you shouldn't get triggered by this video, because the person who came up with the video, her name is Amber, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is now an
old quote, air quotes.
Yeah. Old lady name. Did you see the name of her daughter?
No, what is it?
Scarlet.
Okay. Okay, Scarlet.
See, I thought that Scarlet was an old lady's name. When I think of Scarlet, I think of Gone with the Wind, like some movie from 1930.
Right. I mean, the only Scarlet I know is the Scarlet Johansson. I don't know any other Scarlet. I'm not saying that she's old, but that's the only one I know.
So that TikTok gets us all triggered again.
Oh, man.
No reason to get triggered over this.
I still feel like I need to breathe into a brown paper bag.
Again, it's all about perspective, where you are in your life and how you view things. Q104, good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So on the surface, moving can be very exciting, especially the house hunting process, figuring out where you're going to live. I used to binge watch House Hunters on HGTV. I really got into the process, and it's fun and it's exciting until you get up to the actual moment of moving.
Packing the boxes,
right.
Packing the cars, trying to get a U-Haul, all of the things. Yeah, not the best, which is what I had to deal with a little bit this weekend. It's not too bad. Because our official first day is March 1st. So we got the keys a little early. We paid a little early so that this week we can move slowly but surely. But of course, I still had a time this past weekend.
Yeah, there are levels of moves. And your move, I mean, you're not moving cross country.
Right.
You're just moving. How far away are you moving from where you are? So you're packing up the apartment in Willoughby and moving how far away?
12 minutes.
Okay, to a house. But this is exciting because it's a bigger place.
Yeah.
It's all on one floor, at least I think. I mean, you don't have to. Well, no, you were on the first floor of the apartment.
Yeah, it's a split level.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still much more convenient.
Yeah, definitely.
A place to live in.
But, big but, let me tell you, the only time in my adult life that I've ever gotten in a fight with my mother has been both times that I have moved. So the first fight would have been 3 years ago when I moved into my apartment with David. And the next fight would have been this weekend. And I love my mom. I love my mom. Don't get it twisted. But we did get into a fight this weekend while we were moving.
And what was that over? Is your mom trying to run everything? She trying to coordinate, control everything?
Yes, but this is the issue. So, I mean, God bless her, though. She's gifted at that, right? Like, she loves to decorate. She's very organized. You know, it is what it is. So these are all good traits to have. But I told them specifically, you know, my mom, my dad, David, we were the only ones moving on Saturday. And I told them, I'm like, guys, we still have to live another week in this apartment. Okay. So keep that in the back of your mind as you're packing things up. Saturday was supposed to be our light move day. You know, the kitchen table that we never use, we can move. The pictures hanging on the wall, the summer clothes, you know, those types of things that we're not going to use every day. We made two trips back and forth. During the second trip, I stayed back at the new house to unpack the boxes while my mom, my dad, and David went back to the apartment. So no one was telling my mom what to pack and what not to pack, although I had that conversation with her. We still have to live here for another week. My mom shows back up to our new house with every food item that I had in the old apartment.
Oh, she cleared out the pantry.
Spices, cooking oil, the Spam No Stick spray. I'm like, Mom, I now have no food at the apartment that I'm going to be living in for another week.
Well, I could see some of those things that you mentioned that you're not going to use in the next week, like spices. Like, I'm pretty like, people have spices and they never use spices.
I use them all the time.
Spices?
Yes. I cook all types of chicken that I have to use spices with. Last night, we had no other food besides the frozen pizza in the freezer, and I had no no-stick spray to spray on the pan to make sure that the pizza wouldn't stick to the pan. I was like, oh, it's going to be a long week, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a flavorless week.
Yeah.
Flavorless week.
We're going to be eating out every single night. Chipotle, I don't even know what else is on my street, but I was like, I can't cook. I have nothing. It's all at the new house.
Well, your mom means well, right?
I know. And that's why you can't be mad at her, even though I did tell her, like, please don't take that. And she took it anyways. But, I mean, when you look at the problem, it's like, would you rather have no food or would you rather have someone actually want to help you move? And I would 10 times out of 10 want somebody to help me move, which my mom is the biggest helper. So I'm just going to deal with it. And I'm going to spend a lot of money on food this week.
Did you tell her to step off at any point? Mom, step off.
Yeah, there was like one moment where she wrote, I put my pillows a certain way. She walked behind me and immediately rotated them another way. I was like, leave my pillows alone. And she was like, strike one, Morgan. Strike three, I'm leaving. So I was trying to be on my best behavior.
Don't make her too mad. You need her for the big move.
I know.
For the heavy stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
She's got to pick up the other end of a couch.
But I love her. And like I said, I'm just going to be ordering food every single night this week.
Nothing wrong with that. I wish I could do that all the time.
Yeah.
Let's get into what's going on with Sierra. This morning. Not an old lady name.
No.
That's Sierra.
Okay, we're having a Am I the Bleep Hole?
Yes, Sierra thinks that she might be the Bleep Hole.
Okay.
She did not tell her mom off or anything like that.
Okay.
This is something that's going on with her wedding. And
oh, gosh. Another big stressor in your life.
Yes, Sierra has made she might have many rules, but there's one rule that she has put into effect, and already one of her bridesmaids is ready to break it.
Uh-oh.
That's next. Am I the Bleep Hole in the Q Morning Show?
The Q Morning Show with Morgan and Bill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. So good to have you here. It's Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Am I the Bleep Hole? So this is where you might have done something or you said something, and in your mind, everything is fine. Nothing is wrong. But then you hear from someone else. Maybe you hear from two people. Maybe you hear from three people. And now it is just getting out of control. So you come to us to examine your problem to find out, are you the Bleep Hole or not? Good morning, Sierra in Brook Park. Sierra. What's up, Sierra?
Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, okay. So am I the Bleep Hole for not budging on my no kids rule at my wedding?
Okay. It depends.
Yeah, to be determined.
When is your wedding?
August.
Okay.
So we have some time.
Okay.
But one of my bridesmaids just informed me that she's pregnant, which is amazing. You know, congrats. We are happy for her.
Okay,
no
so
question about that.
So you're really going like all out with this no kids at the wedding then? I mean, you're not even allowing pregnant women in? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Like,
so,
no kids. I don't care if you're pregnant. You might go into labor during my wedding.
I'm assuming she's due before the wedding.
Yes, but like.
That makes more sense.
One month before my wedding.
And really, 1 month could mean 6 weeks before. It could mean 2 weeks before. You never really know. But it is close. Not the best timing, I'd say, for a bridesmaid.
No, it's the worst.
Okay, so just to sum up, your bridesmaid will have a newborn 1 month before your wedding, most likely.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a possibility that she won't make the wedding? I feel like once you have a newborn, you're kind of preoccupied.
I would think so, too.
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's out of my control, though, so I'm not really going to... I can't focus on that. But I have way too many other things to think about besides that.
Right.
So if it happens, you know, it happens. But she said something the other day that has me, like, super stressed.
Okay, she said something?
Oh, yeah. She was talking about bringing the baby with her to the wedding. And it caught me off guard. And it was just, like, one little comment, so I didn't address it. But I have a strict no children policy. Strict. I do not want them there.
We
want to let loose.
Yeah. Does she know about the no kids policy?
Oh, she knows. I have been very vocal, which is why I'm confused that she said that she was going to bring her newborn to the wedding.
I'm really surprised that she wants to do this in the first place. Like a newborn?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like there's two issues. It's either... Is she able to leave the newborn? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, is the option she brings the newborn with her to the wedding or she just doesn't go at all?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that I'm not really going to budge on this. If I let her kid come, I have to let everyone's kid come. And so many people have been asking and been a little frustrated with me about it. So, like, I'm afraid to budge at all.
So you are going to say something to her?
I feel like I have to, and especially after making the comment that the baby will be there on the wedding day. The only reason I feel like a bleephole is because it's a newborn. So what is she supposed to do? I mean, she could back out of the wedding because
right.
I won't let the baby come, but I feel like it's not really my problem. Am I the bleephole?
So that's the dilemma, right? You either potentially lose a bridesmaid, which... could be bleephole-ish, or you let the baby come, and like you said, you want no kids at the wedding.
Yeah, I feel like there's just going to be a parade of people so angry at me for letting the newborn come. If I say yes to that, then, you know, then we've got the toddlers and the teenagers, and I just can't.
I get it.
I've made my decision.
I have, too.
I don't think she's the bleephole.
I don't think she is either.
I think there's certain details about this story that could make her a bleephole,
right.
And I was listening intently for one of them, and I didn't hear it. I don't think she's the bleephole in this particular case. Context matters here. Let's talk about it. 216-474-0104. Sierra's bridesmaid is due to have a newborn 1 month before Sierra's wedding. She wants to bring the newborn to the wedding reception and ceremony and everything else. 216-474-0104.
That's because I used to be young.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleephole? Here's what's going on. Sierra from Brook Park getting married in August. She has a strict no kids allowed at the wedding and the wedding reception. One of her bridesmaids has announced that she is pregnant and is due to deliver about a month before the wedding ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And has asked Sierra, can I bring my newborn to the wedding?
Yes.
Sierra is...
Well, I don't think she asked. She made like a passing comment like, oh, the newborn is going to be there. And Sierra was confused. She's like, oh... there's no kids. So now there's a big miscommunication and she doesn't really know how to handle it because she doesn't want kids there.
Right. And so it might be like a preemptive thing.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, so I'm thinking about doing this. Am I a bleephole for doing this? And from everything that Sierra said, I didn't think that she sounded like a bleep hole.
Yeah, I didn't really either. It's a very complicated situation, I will say that.
I was thinking, can you take a newborn? I mean, I have two boys, and I guess I just don't remember. I forgot everything about raising kids. I mean, I read all those books, like what to expect when you're expecting. I read all of that. But should you be taking a newborn, like a month-old baby, out in public to a wedding reception when there's people and there's germs and there's everything else?
There's that, and then there's the flip side of the argument where, you know, a lot of our texters and callers are saying a newborn has to be with its mother.
And I think that's what Marie is saying. Marie's in Akron. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, guys.
You kind of feel like Sierra is taking the wrong approach on this.
I do, and I bleep hole is a strong word, but I do think she's in the wrong because, like, newborns really don't qualify as kids, I don't think. Like, I didn't allow kids in my wedding because it would have added, like, 20 to our guest list at least, probably. Kids, to me, are, like, people who are going to need a meal, people who are going to be hogging the dance floor, like, need a whole seat to themselves, like, that type of thing. If you're not even mobile and crawling around or walking around, I really don't think you qualify as a kid. Like, my cousin, actually, she asked me, she said, is it okay if I bring my baby? Because she was kind of in the same situation. She had a newborn. And I said, yeah, of course you can. Like, it was like no-brainer for me. But for any mobile kid, it was like absolutely not. But at the same time, I'm having a baby about 4 weeks before one of my husband's best friend's weddings. And there's no shot I'm bringing that kid to the wedding. I would never want to do that.
So who are you leaving the baby with?
With my parents.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was going to say, like, just to really think of all sides of the argument, because I do agree with you. A newborn isn't the same as, like, a toddler where, you know, you're right. They don't need a seat. You don't have to pay for a meal.
They still make a lot of noise.
Well, and my thing is, like, if it's a bridesmaid, I'm thinking of the getting ready aspect of it. You know, like, maybe the bride wouldn't necessarily want a baby in the bridesmaid suite while they're all getting ready and taking pictures. So it's like, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, that the bridesmaid part is where it does get really funky because you don't want the baby there for any of that.
Okay.
But
yeah, you want the bridesmaid to have all of her 100% focus on the bride.
Yeah.
And not her baby.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking pictures and all of a sudden the baby is screaming and, well, I need to go change the baby. I need to go feed the baby.
Right.
So I can see that aspect of it. Marie? No, wait. Who are we going to
Jess?
Now? This is Jess. Hey, Jess and Avon.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Now, what are your thoughts on Sierra and the whole, is she a bleep hole?
I agree. I kind of think she's a bleep hole. So I'm a toddler mother. I don't want my kid at a wedding. I get it. But for a newborn, it's a different story. You know, what if mom is exclusively breastfeeding? You know, that's not the bride's choice. That's entirely the mom's choice. And if baby's dependent on that, plain and simple, end of story. Now, as for the getting ready aspect, you know, I was in a wedding last year where one of my best friends had a baby a month before our other friend.
Okay, we're losing Jess.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So best friend had a baby a month before our other friend's wedding. What she did was the bride invited the bridesmaid's family to the wedding, so that way, while we were getting ready, bridesmaids
someone
didn't
had
have to
watch.
Worry about baby.
Yes. That's what
so
I was wondering.
If they started crying during the ceremony, then someone could walk out and bridesmaid could do her job.
Yes, like the husband take care of the baby while bridesmaid was getting ready. You know, I don't know all the intricacies of, like, breastfeeding and that type of thing. But, like, have somebody on standby to be able to leave so that the bridesmaid can fulfill her bridesmaid duty.
Well, there you go.
Hopefully.
That's a practical solution right there.
Will that work?
I like that.
Okay.
Now, that's up to you, Sierra.
Yeah.
I mean, we've given you the advice. If you want to take it or not.
Might be a future hash it out.
That's entirely up to you. But good luck. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Battle of the Burbs on the way in about 10 minutes. We have Sam Hunt tickets, I believe, for you. So that's on the way. Hollywood Dirt Sheet. Everything that's happening in the world of entertainment right now. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. What's going on, Morgan?
Amy Schumer has revealed she has been diagnosed with Cushing syndrome. So a couple weeks back, Amy Schumer was called out by internet trolls after her appearance on The Tonight Show for what they called a puffy face. So in response, Amy Schumer said that she's been dealing with endometriosis, causing her face to swell. Now, 2 weeks later, she revealed that it was something else entirely, citing a diagnosis of Cushing syndrome. The good news, according to the comedian, she said, so finding out I have the kind of Cushing that will just work itself out and I'm healthy was the greatest news imaginable. Why are you shaking your head?
No, just all of these celebrities dealing with health issues right now. I feel like I need to make an appointment with my primary care physician.
I know, right?
Like, I need a checkup.
Love is Blind star Chelsea Blackwell is apologizing specifically to Megan Fox. So one of the big storylines this season on Love is Blind was Chelsea Blackwell comparing herself to Megan Fox, saying that she was told that she resembles Megan Fox in the pods. And of course, the internet had everything to say about it. Talking to Entertainment Tonight, Chelsea Blackwell says that she regrets making the comment and has done her best to remedy the situation, even reaching out to Megan Fox, DMing her. She said that she wrote, I'm so sorry I did this to you, and that she hasn't heard back from Megan Fox. She says, I'm just waiting for Megan to respond. She's not going to respond. Like, Megan Fox has other things to worry about.
What is the big deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
She either looks like Megan Fox or she doesn't.
Right.
Have you ever been told that you look like a celebrity?
Yeah.
We should get into that at some point. Let's write that down.
Okay, write it down.
Who is the person that you think that you've been told that you look like this celebrity?
I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if I would do that topic based off the backlash that Chelsea has been getting online for doing it, because it's been crazy.
Yeah, my God. Overreacting.
And the SAG Awards are officially in the books. Oppenheimer won the big prize of the night, cast in a motion picture. The movie star Cillian Murphy also took home the award for male actor in a leading role. Lily Gladstone won the award for female actor in a leading role for her work in Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr. won for supporting role in Oppenheimer. I got to tell ya, I'm all awarded out. Like, this is the point of the year where I officially can't care about any awards anymore.
Come on, the big one's coming up, the Super Bowl of award shows.
The Oscars?
Oscars are March 10th.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Anything else you need? Hollywood and More is up at Q104.com. Get it there and on the Odyssey app.
Win some Sam Hunt tickets. Battle of the Burbs is on the way next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's find out who's playing today. First up, we have Kenzie in University Circle, a graduate of Wellington High School. Kenzie, good morning and welcome.
Hi, thank you. So excited.
Good morning.
And you're going to be taking on Chloe from my hometown of Canton, Ohio. Chloe, a graduate of Glen Oak High School. Chloe, good morning to you.
Woo woo, good morning.
Let's do this. A spirited round of Battle of the Burbs today.
Absolutely. Sam Hunt tickets on the line. So if you think you know the answer, say your name. Bill or myself will then give you the cue to answer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. Name one of the three states of matter.
Chloe.
Chloe.
One of the three states of matter. Solid.
Yes, a solid is correct. You could have also said a liquid or a gas. Question number two. Westeros is a continent on which fictional fantasy...
Kenzie? Game of Thrones.
We are tied 1-1. Question number three. In 2010, who became the first female artist to win 6 Grammy Awards in one night?
Kenzie? Taylor Swift?
Not Taylor Swift. Chloe, do you have a guess?
Carrie Underwood?
Not Carrie Underwood. Beyonce was the first female artist to win 6. All right, we're still tied 1-1. Question number four. What is the most populous city in the United States?
Chloe.
Chloe?
New York City.
New York City is right. Okay, Chloe, you could win with this. Kenzie, you could tie and force a tiebreaker question.
Are you telling people around you? Everybody shut up.
My friend just said, what are you doing?
Okay, here we go. Question number five. In the animated Universal Pictures movie, what color are Minions?
Kenzie, Chloe.
Kenzie?
Yellow.
Yellow is right. Okay, 2-2. It all comes down for this. Question number six. Between women and men, scientifically, who typically has a faster heartbeat?
Chloe.
Kenzie. Chloe?
Women.
Women is right. You did it, Chloe! Whoa. Person in the car happy for you, I'm wondering?
Yes, she's very happy for me now that she knows.
So you just picked up the phone and called us. You didn't tell her what you were doing?
No, because I'm driving us home from work and she just is like, "What? Who are you talking to?"
I gotcha. What do you guys do, by the way?
We are nurses.
We love our nurses, so thank you so much.
And that Glen Oak education came in handy this morning so you could get the, what was it, the...
Sam Hunt tickets?
No, for the the Stages of Matter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it definitely did.
Thanks, Chloe. Have a great day today. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So Morgan got to go to New York City last week.
I did, yes.
What was it for again?
It was something, I went to a premiere for Summer House.
Something very exciting for you, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
And that's a Bravo show.
Yes.
Summer House.
Yes. All right.
And then she told us right before she left on her trip that out of nowhere, the airline contacted her and said, oh, by the way, we've upgraded you to first class.
Yeah. And Bill, both you and I were like, what? I mean, I've never flown first class anywhere.
And I've never seen first class outside of the movies and a television show.
Honestly, same.
Where it looks like it's luxury up there.
Yeah.
Hot towels and champagne all the
bottles.
Time.
Like they just bring you bottles.
And then whenever I fly, when I'm on Southwest, I don't see a first class section. I just see people just sitting the way that I'm sitting. So I don't think Southwest does first class. But apparently... what was it? Delta? You flew Delta?
It was Delta, yes. And I know why now they upgraded me to first class.
Okay.
There was like nothing first class about the experience. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, okay. The one big pro was that the seats were bigger. I had a lot more leg room. I wasn't all like pressed up next to my neighbor, but that was literally it. And it's probably because, you know, the trip to Cleveland to LaGuardia is like an hour and 15 minutes. So the planes are pretty small. I think it was like 70 people on the plane. So, you know, they're not the big aircrafts that are flying to London where you get the beds that you can lay down and all those things. But my first class experience, like, kind of was a bust.
So there were no perks.
Yeah.
No hot towels, no steaming hot towels.
There were no towels. And if there were perks, I did not utilize them because I was not aware of them. So it was just one of those things. I mean, it was the same. Like they, you know, walked by with the food and drink cart. I could have gotten like a drink, but I had one already. I had a bottle of water, so I didn't need it. I didn't notice like any real difference besides the seat size.
So what the hell is Fergie singing about?
Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. We're not living the life.
Fergie, what airline are you flying?
Yeah, it was good.
Where is this happening?
Right. Anywhere from Cleveland to LaGuardia. It's not happening.
This is why the celebs fly in their private jets.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they have the first class lap of luxury all the time.
For sure.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was not the best. But you know what? At least I can say now that I did it.
So we have more stories from Morgan's NYC trip, including something that you saw at the airport, like when you were checking in.
I have never been more perplexed than I was when I was checking my luggage.
All right, we'll get into that next. We are the Q Morning Show. Good morning.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Morgan's back from her New York City trip, just a quick trip in and out of NYC. Did you even have to check a bag?
Yeah, I did.
You did check a bag?
Yeah, I had too many shoes. Yeah, sorry, we're not. I don't want to roast myself, but yeah, that was the truth. I did.
So when you go on a trip like that, and it's a premiere, and so there's going to be VIPs and red carpets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the outfit picked out in advance?
I brought variations of the same outfit. So, like, I have the general structure, the general vibe that I want to go for. But, like, it was New York City, so I didn't know if I was going to need boots and a skirt or pants and, you know, platforms. There's just,
gotcha.
I would rather be safe than sorry.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if it was me going to New York City, it would be one bag. Here's the pants I'm wearing.
Right.
Here's the shoes I'm wearing.
Right.
And I'm not going to deviate from that. But so you had to check a bag.
I did.
Did you see something strange there when?
I'm so confused. I've truly never been more confused in my entire life than what I saw with this family that was checking bags while I was behind them.
So a family of what?
Four.
Family of four.
So mom, dad, and then a little girl and a little boy. They were checking, I think, I don't know how many bags specifically, but there was more than one bag that they were checking. And everybody else had backpacks on. You know, the kids had the backpacks on too, whatever. So they check a couple bags. And then I see them check legitimately, I'm not lying to you, a jump rope that is not in any other bag, not in a checked bag, not in the kid's backpack. And even the lady at the front desk was like, you don't want to put this in the backpack? And they were like, no. They were adamant that the jump rope stays outside of any bag and is checked on its own.
Maybe they don't allow jump ropes in your carry-on.
You think?
Well, I mean, maybe you could go on and, I don't know, like, put the jump rope around somebody and choke them.
I mean, I guess. Like, I guess if you want to go that route.
Could it be considered a weapon? I don't know. I ask because
I
don't know.
But wouldn't you think that you could shove a jump rope in one of the checked bags?
You would think so. But what if I just brought a rope on a plane? Do you think that they would be like, hey, what are you going to do with this rope?
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting point. But also, as soon as I saw it, I mean, my head was spinning literally with a million questions. How much do you pay for that?
Do you have to pay, like, if you have to pay for an entire bag fee?
Yeah, because surely you would not want to pay a $70 bag fee for a jump rope.
So you just put, like, a little ticket on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I have no answers. I have absolutely no explanation as to what was happening there, but I saw it. I witnessed it with my own two eyes.
I can't think of anything strange I've ever seen. I am amazed/fascinated by people who travel with large items like golf clubs.
Oh, David, always. It's so annoying.
It would be annoying to me to carry around golf clubs. Yeah. I would be annoyed with myself.
Oh, you know, now that I think of it, you know what else I have seen being checked? The golf club comment triggered a memory. I've seen kayaks.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen a kayak.
Yeah, I have. When my family went to Florida, when we got married in October, the people in front of us were checking kayaks.
I was thinking skis.
Oh, yes.
Skis have got to be the most annoying thing to travel with. But a kayak, I can't imagine. I mean, you can rent those.
Yeah.
Wherever you go. Why are you so attached to your kayak?
Yeah, there's some emotional attachment to the kayak.
Yeah, why do you need to take that on vacation? 216-474-0104. What is the strangest thing that you have seen someone check at the airport? Or just unusual, or just in your mind, like, why are you checking that? Like, why are you traveling with that?
Yeah, if you've checked the kayak, we need to talk. Yeah. 216-474-0104.
Good morning. You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. Dance, I could dance, I could dance. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Jennifer from Brook Park is on the line. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How
good
are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing good.
So what's the most unusual item that you have seen when you're at baggage claim at the airport?
Okay. So I'm going to tell on myself here about something that I checked with my luggage. This was last summer when I was attending my best friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Can only imagine the type of things you would check it for a bachelorette party.
Yeah, seriously. Look, there were a lot of questionable items in the suitcase. But
souvenirs from the bachelorette party?
You know, I think maybe not PG, but yeah, for
gotcha.
Sure. One particular item, though, I could not fit it in there, and I had to get it checked.
Okay.
It was a giant, big head cutout of the groom's face, who, just to, give you a visual here, he looks a lot like Jason Kelsey. So the beard alone was, really something. This big head was, insanely large, and we felt so stupid carrying it around. We got a lot of cute, weird looks.
So you're talking about, those... I feel like they use them a lot at basketball games, don't they, Bill? Do you know what I'm talking about? Those big cutout heads?
Yeah. Okay, so from what I'm to gather here, you were at the bachelorette party, and you guys were walking around, the ladies were walking around with a giant cutout head of the groom?
Yeah.
Who looks like Jason Kelsey?
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
What was it for exactly?
It was kind of just more for the Instagram pictures than anything else.
Okay.
I mean, we did take it to a bar on one of the nights, and it literally got snapped in half. There was a whole, mechanical bull incident, but that could be a story for a different day.
Okay.
Yeah, truly. Okay.
So you tried to bring this thing home then. So someone wants to keep it.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know? So I just kept having this awful visual of, the people who load in the plane with all the bags and stuff. I just kept thinking of them treating it like one of those pizza signs that they spin outside the store.
Oh, absolutely.
It was very embarrassing.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm really surprised that when you're standing there at baggage claim and you're waiting for your bag, so the giant head fits on the conveyor belt or whatever you call that thing, and it just comes out of it fit.
So yeah, pretty much.
It's just sitting there with all the other bags.
Yeah, total jump scare. Imagine having the worst day of your life on the job and then seeing Jason Kelsey's head rolling by.
And then you're just like, yep, this is mine. All right, have a good day.
Yeah.
I will say one of the weirder things that I've heard getting checked at airport luggage.
You know what? That's a point of pride for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer, for calling in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill, all things entertainment. Morgan, let's do the Hollywood Dirt Sheet. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. What do you got this morning?
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are reportedly seeing each other again. Nothing official yet, but just to jog your memory, they broke up in 2022. Kendall dated Bad Bunny for a while, but after fans saw that Devin Booker was sitting in the Kardashian Super Bowl suite, rumors started flying. So they are reportedly taking things slow and are not exclusive at the moment. Kendall was reportedly spotted in Dallas at the same time Devin Booker was in town for a game between the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks. Wendy Williams has issued a statement after her dementia announcement. So Wendy Williams issued a statement sharing her thanks for fan support after revealing her diagnosis with aphasia and frontotemporal dementia, which is also what Bruce Willis was diagnosed with. A representative said on behalf of Wendy, "I want to say I have immense gratitude for the love and kind words I have received after sharing my diagnosis. Let me say, wow, your response has been overwhelming." She says, "The messages shared with me have touched me, reminded me of the power of unity and the need for compassion." The former TV host went on to share that she continues to need personal space and peace to thrive, but thanked her fans once again, ending the statement by saying, "Please just know that your positivity and encouragement are deeply appreciated." And the Game of Thrones spinoff, The Hedge Knight, gets a 2025 release date. So Friday, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav gave an update on the next Game of Thrones spinoff series. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight, will premiere in late 2025 on Max. According to David, they wander Westeros having adventures roughly 100 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Anything else you need, Hollywood and More, is up at Q104.com. You can get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
Real life, real Cleveland.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
So much good music. I love it.
Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.